Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now, and suspiciously without any sort of trappings or case of the SHOT Show crud, is the editor-in-chief at the truthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman. I find that suspect that you're not sick.
No, you know, I spent the whole week with, you know, 50-plus thousand of my closest friends and associates, and I didn't hear anybody coughing, sneezing. I didn't see any, hardly any masks. Everybody seemed a good time was had by all. It was a very good week.
Now we're going to we're going to talk about SHOT Show because I didn't go this year, and I'd like to know what you and I didn't even think to talk about this as we were saying what we're going to talk about. Real quick, this guy in California at the dance hall, not exactly your typical rampage killer at all, huh?
Well, no, what was typical was the media response.
Right.
You saw, you know, 10 Asian people and 10 and killed and 10 more wounded, then it was immediately an active white supremacist NRA member who was motivated by Trump rhetoric, and was out to kill as many minorities as possible. Because that's always the default description and assumption that's made by everyone in the media until the facts are known. And the facts are almost always different than their expectations.
Yeah.
And if it does happen to be a Caucasian individual, it's usually someone with no political leanings at all or somebody on the left. They'll never say this part out loud, but what they really want is they want to have some sort of crazed, fat, flag waving NRA member somehow should
MAGA.
MAGA hat wearing, wearing crazy guy open up on a bunch of non-cisgendered brown people somewhere, and you'll hear about it for 6 months.
Yeah.
Now, when we have 20 Asian casualties, 10 people dead, at the hands of another Asian individual, this story is going to go away very quickly.
I didn't realize it, but they have characterized Asian people as API, Asian American Pacific Islanders.
Oh, is that the approved acronym these days?
They're APIs. And because this happened in L.A. County, of course, given the chief out there or the sheriff, who Villanueva, I think his name is, he was the one that got out there and said, there's a 30% increase in murder here in L.A. County, and if you could find a compelling reason, I might let you carry a gun. Very few people in L.A. County able to repel a gun, get involved, turn a rampage killing into a gunfight at all, huh?
Correct. And apparently after the initial shooting, he went somewhere else and intended to carry out another one, but he was attacked by people there. They weren't armed. But they tackled him or something. They somehow disarmed him. And he ran and left that location before he was eventually tracked down and committed suicide.
72 years old. I don't think I've ever heard of a rampage killer that age.
No, you don't. That's extremely rare. You know, that you have somebody of that age. You know, you're usually talking about someone in their 20s and 30s.
And hopefully he's Caucasian, wearing a MAGA hat, and has an NRA bumper sticker on his across his shoulder blades.
Yeah, I mean, there would just be paroxysms of joy throughout editorial departments and newsrooms across the country as soon as something like that happened.
Right. Anyway. Well, we'll see. I'm very interested. I've heard this was a domestic thing.
Which... Yeah, I had seen reports of that too. I don't know if any of that's been confirmed yet. Well, you know, why would he shoot 20 people if it was a domestic situation? I have no idea. I don't know if they know yet. So we'll have to see.
Probably not.
Somehow.
Probably not.
Determined. Yeah. With him dead, it's not likely they're ever to find out exactly what caused him.
Domestic scenes have I remember a domestic scene when I was in the military station in Europe in the 80s, and the guy went in there and killed his ex-wife, which, okay, there's the domestic scene, but he also killed the other three people that were there.
Yeah.
A cat.
Why?
A cat, and he shot, literally, he shot three hanging plants out of the window. Well, I mean, yeah. He was being charged with being a child molester. He was getting a divorce from his wife, and he was military. Uh-oh. And they had taken he was picking up his kids when he did it, so he put his kids in the car, and then he went up and did his little rampage kill. And then he went into the woods. He went into the woods and field tripped his weapon and waited on the Polizei to come up on you, because back in the 80s, you did not mess with the Polizei. Shot Show.
SHOT Show.
Tell me about SHOT Show.
Much, much happier subject. Well, it was well attended, and just about everybody who was there said SHOT Show is back. You know, after the last 2 years, particularly last year when we had, you know, I would guess the attendance was probably only 40% or 50% tops of what it normally is. Remember, that was in the middle of a COVID flare up. SHOT Show was very much back. The crowd was as heavy as it always is. There, all the exhibit spaces were full. You know, and they've since, of course, expanded from the Venetian across the street as well to the Caesars, and there's a bridge across, and all that space was filled, and it was what you'd expect SHOT Show to be again. So that was good to see.
Anything new?
Yeah. Not a lot of earth-shattering stuff, but probably the most interesting thing I saw was Franklin Armory's new pistol. And news broke just before SHOT Show that Franklin Armory had gotten a single-shot pistol approved for the California roster. Most people say, well, okay, big deal. Why would anybody want that? Why is that even a thing? Well, you have to look at what this pistol is. This pistol is a stock SIG P320 slide and a stock SIG P320 fire control group. They then mold their own grip, which has the magazine well blocked, and it has a little, I'll call it a platform, on which to set a single round of ammunition, and then you release the slide and it loads it in the chamber and you can fire it. It doesn't even lock back after you fire it. Again, why would somebody want something like this? Somebody in California would want something like this because once you have a stock SIG slide and a stock SIG fire control group, which is, of course, the legal firearm.
Right.
You can order through the mail a SIG grip and a 10-round SIG magazine. 10-round, of course, because it's California. And you now have yourself a SIG P320.
That brings up a good question that I've got. But we're coming up on the first break, so I'm going to ask you that question when we get back. That sounds interesting, a single-shot 9mm pistol based on the SIG P320. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And even when he's not there, it continually adds. The prolific nature of the stories coming in is it is without peer. I mean, it's anywhere from 9 to 15 on a good day. So, well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Now, I know you know about this, but given what you were telling me about this gun that Franklin Armory just got, Franklin Armory does a really good job of actually working with the ATF, don't they?
Yeah, because they have some pretty unusual products.
Right. So
binary triggers.
Is this the first new thing we've seen on the scene being allowed in California because they have, like, the DOJ-approved list?
I You know, I don't keep up with that, but there are very few things ever added to the California DOJ list. Yeah, it's got to be one of the very few that have been added. The whole point of the California DOJ approved gun list is to gradually reduce the number of guns
right.
that are approved for Californians to buy legally.
So one sort of that's something, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Because according to Franklin, did the homework and figured out that a single shot gun would be approved under their list. And when they got the approval, the owner of Franklin said he just, you know, jumped for joy because he knew what that would mean. And as soon as they publicized the fact that these things are going to be for sale, he said their phone lines just exploded. There are 40 million people who live in California, and there are a lot of gun owners there.
Right.
So
here's my question. Given what we see right now going on with these pistol braces, right? See, the idea with the ATF, I guess, is that they think not only can they regulate guns, but they can also regulate how you hold them, right?
Correct.
So what they're saying primarily with the pistol braces, which is, it's sort of a self-indictment when you get out there and you think about it, but they're out there saying, oh, but with the pistol braces, most people are putting them on their shoulder. Well, I mean, what's wrong with that? And why couldn't you just put the tube against your shoulder? But that's bad too, right? So there's always, do you think in California they would look at that and say, oh, wait a minute, this gun is not meant to be run with that brace, that frame underneath it. It was sold here as this, and this is the only way it can be.
Well, I'm not sure, first of all, if they know... if they know the extent of the modularity
right.
of the P320
right.
platform, I'm not sure if the people who regulate guns in California are smart enough to know that if you have the P320 fire control group, you can then build pretty much anything you want, a whole range of pistols with over-the-counter saleable products from SIG. I'm guessing they're going to figure that out, and maybe they'll then try to regulate what people do with that after the fact. I don't know. And maybe at some point someone's going to realize that this was a clever way of getting around the ban on actually good functional pistols being able to be sold in California. My guess is that no one in the California DOJ was smart enough to realize any of this when they approved the Franco Armory pistol.
The absurdity of getting out there. It's sort of like saying let's just say, okay, I've got a question that I'm trying to get answered right now because I'm probably just going to fill out the form ones and just take my pistol configurations and get those free SBRs, right? But uh-huh. The one thing they can't answer right now is like, are you familiar with that frame they call the Roni? You know, the little thing you pop the Glock in and get a
two. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a couple of those. Now, the problem is this. The Roni itself is not even, it has no gun. You put the gun in the Roni.
Correct.
So I want to know, do I have to take a Glock 19 and have it reclassified as a short-barreled rifle? Which is a ridiculous question.
Of course it is. And if you read through the rule as finalized by the ATF, it is so nebulous and so poorly written. And I'm sure that it was intentionally so. It doesn't give you firm definitions or firm standards to judge your gun and whether or not you would need to register it, you know, as a short barrel rifle. And the reason the ATF does that is to give them as much latitude and operating room to make whatever decision they want to make in any particular day on any particular gun. It's so arbitrary and capricious I can't imagine it standing up to legal scrutiny, especially after after the Fifth Circuit ruling on bump stocks. Both of those have all kinds of implications. That has all kinds of implications for this ruling as well. I talked to Michael Cargill at SHOT Show. He was there, and he's, of course, the main plaintiff in that Fifth Circuit case.
He owns does he own SB Tactical?
No, no, Michael Cargill owns Central Texas Gunworks here in Austin.
Okay. Oh,
he's
the
one who, and he's the one who filed suit. He's the one who won, and he is very, very confident in the Supreme Court taking up the case because it not only will help to resolve the circuit split that we currently have with different circuits saying bump stocks are legal and bump stocks aren't legal, but it also gives them potentially the chance that a number of the conservative judges have wanted to roll back Chevron deference and the regulatory powers that three-letter agencies have had for decades now. So we shall see.
The NFA itself needs to. The only thing that I can think of that might possibly be something that they could, the whole SBR and suppressor part thing. What is the point of that on there? So maybe that'll get rolled back too. I don't know. We'll see. I just find that interesting that they pulled that off. And I guess you're probably right. It's probably due to the fact that they don't want to know what just happened in California, do they?
No. Yeah, and the people in California have no idea. How many people in the California DOJ know what a P320 is at all, let alone how modular it is and what you can do with that central fire control group, what you have it, you know, how many different configurations you can create with it. But they don't know that. I seriously doubt they enlisted anyone who did when they were approving the gun. So we should see.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're coming up on the next break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find Dan's work. We're not talking about anything that's there today because I didn't go to SHOT Show and I'm trying to find out information about SHOT Show, but there is a lot of information there every day. Breaking news, real breaking news that matters to you in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News update. More classified documents have been found, this time in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. Pence attorneys released a letter in response to the discovery.
It says the Vice President understands the high importance of protecting sensitive and classified information and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiries.
NBC's Peter Alexander, reading the letter, goes on to say that Pence was unaware of the presence of sensitive documents at his residence. Three people are dead after an early morning shooting in Yakima, Washington. Fourth person was injured. Police say those shootings are random. At this hour, police and SWAT have surrounded a home and say it is related to the killings. Plans for the United States to send tanks to Ukraine is being finalized by the Biden administration. CNN citing three American officials who said the deal to send the Abrams tanks could be finalized this week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Did you go look at the Luwago alien by chance?
You know, I didn't, but one of my writers did, and we have a post coming up on that a little later this afternoon, which I haven't even had a chance to read yet. Yeah, I know that there's another version of that gun coming out.
Any news on the price point, or is it still the same price point that it was?
Oh, you know, again, I didn't have a chance. I didn't have time to get over there, and I can't really speak to it. My guess is that our post is going to have something involved in it with talking about the price, but I just don't know. I can't say.
Well, of what you did see, what impressed you most of what you did see? Did you see the new Glock 47 by chance?
I saw that briefly. That's kind of cool. We had a post on that as well. I was really impressed with the new bolt gun that Stag Arms came out with. So they have a new line of bolt action called the Pursuit series. But we got AR platform rifles and a new bolt gun, which is a very cool design, very modular, basically built on a 700, Remington 700 action. But the actions, I think, are being made by Air Precision, and it's got a modular stock system, and it's going to take AICS magazines, and it's going to be priced well under $2,000, and it's going to be a very slick system. So that stood out. You know, another thing that stood out, I can't remember if we talked about this. You remember that article we ran a little while back about the safe and the seat rest?
Yes, sir.
I stopped by their booth. And that guy is just doing a land office business. He is, you can't believe how much interest there is in that thing. I got to see it in person. Very well made, very nice. It also has a separate, configuration where you can slide the safe portion out of the headrest and take it with you for use in states where you are required to carry your gun in a locked container from your car to your house, your car to a range.
Is it? It can't possibly be TSA compliant, can it?
That I didn't ask. I seriously doubt it. It's pretty heavy. It's fairly heavy too, so I don't think you really want to carry that as luggage when there are lighter options.
I don't know. The thought of it taking a luggage handler and throwing his back out when he's throwing everybody's bags on the little belt. I don't like the way the baggage handlers handle this stuff. So if one of them threw his back out, that'd be sort of funny.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I hope you got his phone number because I want to call him. Because I seriously I want to look at that thing.
I think I do. I'll check. But I've got some information on it. So it was very cool.
So this is a numeric keypad safe that fits into the headrest of your car, and I guess it will hold what size gun, or does it depend on the size of your headrest?
Well, it's both biometric and numeric. You can do it either way.
Okay.
And it's big enough to easily hold a full size 1911. So you could so virtually any size, you know, duty size handgun all the way on down. He makes it in a number of colors, four leather colors and four fabric colors. So you can match it to your seat. They won't stand out as being, you know, out of place.
Right.
Tip somebody off as looking in your car. Like I said, he said he went to another show not too long before that, some sort of auto accessory show, and he said they were lined up to see this thing. You know, there were more people than the booth could handle.
I drive a truck, so most people would default to some sort of a gun safe underneath the rear seat. Then you're looking at something that you have to secure to the frame of the truck. And if they actually show up with some tools, my first thought would be that they could just detach it from the frame of the truck and take it with them. Whereas the only thing you could possibly do to keep that from, because they're going to be looking at underneath the seat, glove box, and console.
Correct.
And this is really good camouflage. So that's I'm very interested in this product. I want to look at it.
That's the key here. It's camouflage. It's very sturdy. It's made of steel. It's heavy enough. And it also has a feature that locks it into the seat. You cannot just lift, you know, you can adjust the height of the headrest, but you cannot lift it out.
Right.
Without a long, you know, the owner can do it if he wants to take you probably half an hour to sort of partially disassemble it and unscrew it. And it's very difficult. You cannot just walk up and lift the headrest out like you could on a normal headrest. Just by pressing that little adjusting button. So it's very well thought out. It's very nicely done. I think the guy has built a better mousetrap.
Yeah, it being like the first of its kind that I've ever seen, I suspect he's gonna be like the car headrest version of Tactical Walls, which I presume they're still
in business. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I walked past their booth and stopped, and they're certainly there. Our friends at Palmetto State Armory had an interesting thing. They are building a modern version of the STG-44. Rifle.
Okay.
The Sturmgewehr, which is going to be available in, I think, four different calibers. And, it will be true enough to the original that some parts, if you somehow have parts for the original, will work. And I can't recall off the top of my head, I have my notes with me, which ones will, but this looks just like the ones you see in the movies. And it's going to be hitting Palmetto State's site later this year. I think it's the third or fourth quarter.
They've got a couple of guns I've always wanted to try. I've never actually fired one. I've owned one of their AR-15s, but I've never actually gotten into their clones. And I wouldn't mind getting into their clones, and I actually have an inside line to trying to get into their clones, so I probably ought to pursue that.
Everyone we've reviewed has performed really well. They do a very good job on their guns, both their original designs and their clones. And their original designs are great, too, because they're usually very affordable. Their dagger pistol is, I think they're in like the $330 range or something,
right,
for a very capable 9mm pistol. Now they're making a little more Gucci-fied versions of it for people who want something a little more blingy. But it's, you know, significantly more, less expensive than your quote-unquote Gucci Glock type arrangements that a lot of people like to carry as well.
You know, the Gucci Glocks, when you look at the Gucci Glocks and then you look at these, like, some of these Poly 80 builds and what, you know, I'm looking at the dagger, my first thought is, this is a, because one of my sponsors does this too. They've taken the Poly 80 and they've started serializing it and they make their own gun.
Right.
And, you know, it's a better grip angle, better ergonomics. You can do all kinds of stuff with a slide if you're cutting it yourself. I mean, you can make a pretty decent custom-esque gun for, you know, for enough. Compared to some of the Gucci Glocks, you could find the money to buy a dagger in your couch.
A lot of people can. Yeah, exactly.
Well, a lot of people like me that have pockets that drip change all the time. Coming up on the next break, check out thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you can, a lot of these things that we're talking about, you're going to be seeing later on today. Dan is the editor in chief there. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. So that's, I mean, the thing with Palmetto State Armory, I live in South Carolina where they are native. They're out of Columbia, South Carolina, just down the street. They've got a very big shop, brick-and-mortar shop just in my city. So I'm very interested in that. Anybody else catch your attention?
Gosh, a few did. Holosun had just crowds of people in their booth because they come out with some very affordable night vision and thermal sights. Smaller than your usual, you know, most night vision or thermal scopes on your rifle are, you know, they're full scope size. A little on the heavy side. These are much smaller, and more affordable. There, that was getting all kinds of attention because it's just getting out of my head. I want to say the thermal was around, was about $9.99, and the night vision was about $1,600. That is something that puts night vision and thermal into the reach, much closer to the reach of a lot of people. So if you're somebody who likes, hunting hogs, at night, that's going to make your life, a lot easier and a lot more affordable. So those were very, interesting as well. Beretta is bringing back they're calling it their ADX Cheetah, which is a line of guns that they ran for years and years. And a lot of people loved. They've redesigned it. It for those who aren't familiar with it, it looks like about a 75% size 19 model 92. Chambered in 380, and it shoots beautifully. And if some people don't like the 92 design because it's got a safety that was slide mounted, well, they've moved the safety. Now it's frame mounted, right where it would be on like a 1911. And that gun is a lot of fun to shoot, easy to rack, be a great carry gun for a lot of people. Our friends here in Austin at Magpul have come up with a very cool new kind of case, rifle case. It's called the DACA hard gun case. It's got something called modular grid blocks in it. So if you've ever seen,
I saw,
you know,
that.
Usually
yeah.
got, yeah, most of these hard cases, like, let's say from Plano or from,
Pelican.
Pelican. Yeah, exactly. They've got square cutouts in there and you pluck out the foam material in the shape of your rifle with scope and magazine and any other equipment you want to put in there, and that's your configuration.
Configuration, because once you
exactly,
that, you
can't, you can't really put that foam back in.
Right,
Magpul's has these movable foam blocks. They're kind of like building blocks, and you can move them around, and they attach together, you know, sort of like, kind of like Legos. So you can configure it for one gun, and then if you want to take it out and do a completely different gun, so if you configure for an AR, with a suppressor and a red dot, and then if you want to then pull that out, and carry instead your hunting bolt gun with a scope. You can change configuration completely, and it holds your gun nicely in place. And it's a really cool design. I think a lot of people are going to really like that.
Well, that basically changes that whole genre. Because everybody's going to like. I use Pelican cases for cameras. And the other day, I ordered a laser-cut foam setup for it, which, that's great. It'll fit in the case, but it will only ever work with that particular setup, right? And if I
right.
sell that
exactly.
setup, I've basically bought this really cool thing that I can't use anymore. So having
correct.
Something that is reconfigurable over and over and over again, that
yeah.
changes the whole genre.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. And again, it's got these little thing they're called grid blocks. And they're basically like Lego, that you can configure in all kinds of ways. And they're different shapes. They're not just square. Some are angled, you know, to hold your gun firmly in place, wherever you want it, and protect it as you're carrying it. And then you can just redo it anytime you want.
Yeah.
It's a great design.
I saw that and I was just thinking, I just bought an insert for my big, my big 1650 case, which
yep.
that's big enough and it is, I can move the dividers and everything. So it's sort of like that, but it's not going to give it nearly as much protection as that would. So,
right.
That's like I said, that just completely changes everything about that. That's one of those, well, it's like the headrest thing. I mean, a couple of really decent products that I didn't get to look at, but I'm aware of, that add to it, which not normally for SHOT Show. Normally SHOT Show is sort of the same stuff, different day, right?
A lot of times they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but occasionally you see, you know, clever new designs that
yeah.
people... are, you know, really going to catch people's eyes and they're going to love. I thought it was just great. So, yeah, those are very good. Our friends at Smith & Wesson have now gotten into the 5.7 handgun business.
Right.
With the M&P 5.7, it's a very slim pistol, holds, I think, 22 rounds. So that's just a line that's grown. I mean, FN had that business themselves for the longest time. And now you've got, Ruger doing it. You've got Palmetto State doing it. You've got, Smith & Wesson doing it. That's a growing subset sort of the pistol business.
Well, I mean, Ruger did it for a lot less money. How much is the Smith & Wesson going to be?
I didn't get a price on that, but I'm sure it will be right in the same neighborhood as Ruger. People at Smith and Wesson aren't stupid. I'm sure that it will be competitively priced alongside the Ruger version. And I also got to shoot something new that we had written about, right before SHOT.
Okay.
Taurus came out with a new line of red dot ready revolvers. Two now and one more to come. I never shot a I never shot a revolver with any kind of optic. I know a lot of people hunt that way, with, you know, of course, a magnified optic, a small long eye relief scope. But these are red dots. So if you've got a red dot from something like a Leupold or SIG or something like that, you can mount it on the two models, that's the Taurus 856 and the 605. You can carry and shoot a red dot on your revolver, and I was popping targets, steel targets, out at 25 yards just extremely easily. You know, you put your revolver in single action with that light trigger pull with a red dot, and you are all of a sudden extremely accurate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got one of their raging hunters over here, and excellent gun. Excellent gun. Taurus is making a comeback, no doubt about it. They're making a comeback.
Taurus is definitely making a comeback. Their guns have really improved in the last few years. Yeah, they just showed out this incredible raging hunter with a 10-inch barrel in 460 in 460 Smith and Wesson, and people were lining up to shoot that thing.
Right? You'd have to carry that in like a rifle scabbard or something.
Yeah, you should see it. There's a photo of it on the site.
I will have to go look
if you could.
It.
Yeah, it's pretty. Pretty slick. I did not get to shoot that when I was there, but
anyway,
a big boomer.
We have run out of time. Thank you very much for the quick glimpse at SHOT Show. For those of you that are interested in the stuff that he's talking about, you're going to be able to see thetruthaboutguns.com. Go check that out there. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me, sir. It's always a pleasure.
Very glad you didn't get the crud too. That's the second person I've heard that didn't come back sick. That gives me hope.
Yeah, for all of us.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.